ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And it is a rainy, ugly morning. I don't know how we're going to play golf today. I got a tee time, and I just don't know how we're going to get it in.
Maybe you get some things done.
Poker. If it's not going to be golf, it's going to be poker.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll get poker done.
I still get Prime updates every day.
Yeah, we got a noon tournament today.
They got some lightning for you if you want.
I know you got some. Oh, dude, the whole sky was lit up this morning because all the clouds. When there's a lightning flash, and I just immediately thought maybe you were dead.
I wasn't dead yet.
You weren't?
Not yet. God's making me like, now you're going to stay through this 2020 like everybody else. I'm like, come on, God.
Please.
Really? All this 2020? Can we get, it's just my world now is just Twitter beefs and.
Did you see Mark Cuban and Ted Cruz?
We got like, this guy won't wear a mask. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to storm. Please don't storm anything.
This guy won't kneel.
I know. People just breaking into buildings randomly. Just like, oh, I want my justice. Like, you're just some white kid in Portland who's just took a whole laptop. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're
not trying to do anything. You just except get that laptop.
That's all.
I don't even like watching this stuff.
It's a cash grab. Listen, if we're gonna riot, we're gonna get paid. Okay.
By some of the weasels I see out there, I'm like, man, this little punk ass kid needs to be just spanked. He just needed a spanking, not a timeout. He needed a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Too many timeouts. I timed out. My daughter yesterday did the most gangster thing. I was kind of proud of her, but kind of made me more afraid for whoever her husband. She better go nunnery. Like, she says she's going to be a nun, but then she said, oh, I'm keeping these stuffed animals for my kids. I'm like, oh, so we're off the nun thing? Or I don't know. She knows how this works, right? So she goes, so her and Snacks got in trouble for the same thing. They kept messing with the dog when they were told not to. They kept trying to pick it up. It starts fights when they get in a, like, who's going to hold the dog. And they've been told this multiple times. Go to your room. So both of them go to their rooms. So I forget, 10 minutes later, Snacks is out.
And he's already escaped?
He just walked out. I'd forgotten. And he's riding on the back of his brother like a horse. And then he's doing, he's watching Bonanza with Mimi or something. I don't even know what he's doing. Well, I do know what he's doing.
Oh, no.
He's
just so
hanging out.
So Maddie was the only one being punished?
So she comes out, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes later. She'd been in a room for a good 40 minutes probably by this time. I just forgot. She goes, Dad, can I come out of my room now? I said, yeah. She goes, because I've been in my room the whole time, but Sebastian, I've heard him out here running around for the last 20 or 30 minutes while I've been in there being punished. And I said, yeah, you can be out. Yeah, but what about Sebastian? And I knew I was, and I was just like, I just wanted the path of least resistance. So I told her, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, y'all can all be free right now and you're done with punishment, or you can all go back to your room, or you and Snacks can both go back to your room and be punished even longer. Which one do you pick? That's an easy pick.
Yeah. Yeah, and she chose punished.
She looked at me. She goes, okay, back in our rooms. I wasn't ready. I was like, you have to go back there for 20 more minutes. She goes, fine. I don't want him getting out of punishment. I'd rather him. I'll sit in my room because I want to make sure he gets all his punishment in. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I said, okay.
I don't want her on my jury.
All I said was, I respect it. So I said, both y'all back in the room and Snacks. Oh. He was so pissed because he knew the right choice was,
right.
All right, we're both out.
We're all free.
We're both out. But for her, she wanted to make sure that she got her licks in on him. Mm. She's like, I'll go take more time.
I'll do double time.
I'll go take more time. And I couldn't decide if this is like part bratty sister. It was part wife. It was part like, I'm going to make sure I'm going to get my licks in here. I don't know what the phrase would be for it, but it's part like, okay.
All right.
How about this?
How about we're all suffering now?
Yeah, it was part
like a wife, like a wife.
It was kind of like an angry wife move.
Yeah,
and then it was just part just gangster. Like she just said, "Nah, I'll take them. I'll take more time.
That's right.
That's fine.
I don't mind doing
the time.
I'll
take more time.
I don't mind doing the time.
Put me in the shoe. She just shanked him and said, "Put me in the shoe. I don't care." And Snacks just got shanked right there on the couch.
So did he go?
Yeah, they had to go back, and then I let Madi out for good behavior. Actually, it's for time served. I let her out after 10 minutes. And Snacks, when he realized he had to keep standing there when she was out, and then she went. Now, I had her do this, as I'm dad of the year. I said, go in there and dab on Snacks. She goes, okay, record it. So I was recording it. And, oh, great, Madi, you're a terrible sister. You're the worst sister. And he came in and told me, I'm just going to let you know that I'm never doing a favor for her the rest of our lives. I said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. He goes, ever. I'm never doing any favor. I'm going to sit there when she talks to me or needs anything like I don't even exist or she doesn't exist anymore. I said, okay.
Okay, there it is.
You know what? That'll make my life easier.
Oh, no, that's definitely a you'll never talk to your sister again move. There's no question. No question.
Yeah. So that's
well, while that's you the while kind they of, were doing all that, Mark Cuban – and Ted Cruz
he's got
were having
their
a
own
little
beef.
Argument.
Yeah, they got their beef.
I think they're both in timeout.
It's a Twitter beef.
It was a Twitter beef. Yeah. You know what's important in life?
Twitter beef.
Making sure the Twitter beefs get solved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did it get solved?
I don't know.
Did it get solved? Did it?
I don't know
solved?
Who got the best of it. I'm pretty sure. Actually, I think I like Cruz's side on this one, if you want to know the truth.
Okay. Y'all can miss me on all the Twitter beef stuff. Because
well,
I don't
but
care.
Okay, so you got to go to, well, there's stories all over the place. Just Google Mark Cuban and Ted Cruz, and you can see the whole fight that they had. But it was about kneeling. We got
what? These. That's kneeling for what? What are we
kneeling
talking
for
about?
The national anthem.
Is that, that's curious. When did this come up?
Oh,
kneeling
my
for
goodness.
The national anthem?
Well, it actually started with now? Mark Davis, who is got a blue check mark. And I don't care who he is, but he's got a blue check mark. So
not
he,
the bad
his
haircut,
opinion,
not bad, haircut.
Not that one. Yeah. But his opinion matters. No, because he said I don't think the bad haircut, Mark Davis. I'm pretty sure is not all in on this Mavericks home stretch. I'm so ready to be in on this year's Mavericks home stretch. So much promise, so much personality. But the minute one player kneels, I am out. Surely, Mark Cuban. Oh my goodness. Surely Mark Cuban can do something about this or whatever. And he said, bye. Bye, Felicia.
So here's the thing is the performative stuff that we're seeing now, this is this guy saying, okay. Because he knows what he's doing. He's going to come in there. He's a sports talk guy. He's like 9,000 followers. He's in Dallas. Not a big name guy or whatever, but he knows that he's going to stick himself in the middle of this. Have people who hate him.
He's
have
a sports
people
talker?
Who love him. I think that's what he is.
Oh, okay.
You have people who hate him. People who love him. Now, most of the people didn't know who he was at all, and I'm fine with people
that's,
having opinions on
that's
this.
Good marketing.
That's not a problem. Yeah, this is a marketing, as they call it, performative. This is something to go in, plant your flag. You know what the reaction's going to be, and let people take it from there, and let you know. That's once again, I don't have a problem with opinions. I am not anti-opinion. I am okay with everyone having their opinions. I want people to be respectful and all that, but it's just unfortunate that you have, you know, this guy knows what he's doing. He's going to start a little battle, and that's what happened. People take the bait and they go. I've never heard of that guy in the Dallas market, but it doesn't matter.
Well, now he's famous. You know who else is famous? My boy Mark Hubbard. So,
how many Hubbards do you know? Him and Chuba. Is there a third? Glenn Hubbard?
Glenn Hubbard.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Braves.
You didn't know him.
I didn't know him.
You ever met Chuba?
And I don't know Chuba either.
Okay.
But I do know Mark Hubbard. Mark Hubbard is a pro golfer, young guy, a great guy. I played golf with him. He's going to be on the show today at 10 o'clock, as a matter of fact. And he was on the tour for the last 6 weeks. I think he made five of the six cuts, which ain't easy. Young guy. He's not long like all those guys, but he's a really good player, and he's been playing well out there on the tour. Taking a week off. He's here in the Houston area just hanging out with his wife, and they live here now. So You remember that I told you the story, the interesting story about John Rahm. He was about to chip, and the ball moved. He moved the grass behind the ball, and the ball slightly moved.
Cheated.
Well, not really cheated. It accidentally moved, and that was okay. Now, they did call a two-stroke penalty on him later.
It proved his lie, it looked like.
Well, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So,
it barely moved at all.
It barely moved at all.
It was nothing.
No, it barely moved at all. The grass moved, and the ball went right back to where it was, but they said it moved, so they gave him a two-stroke penalty. Well, when he chipped it, after the ball moved, after he chipped it into the hole. So he got a two. It was a par three.
I never knew that part.
Yeah, he chipped it into the hole.
He cheated.
No, he didn't cheat. He just, that's not cheating. If the ball accidentally moves and then they give you a two-stroke penalty, it's not really cheating. It's an infraction, but it's not really cheating.
Didn't he get out of the giant divot?
So the ball moved. They give him a two-stroke penalty later.
He chipped it.
And he still wins by three. Well, you know, they show it. There's a video of the ball and him moving it, and it barely moves. Well, Colt Knost, who you don't know, is another golfer, said, "I don't think it moved." And he tweeted that out, and he showed the video of it. And he said, I don't think it moved.
It does look like it moves.
It goes right back to where it was. Now, it did move a hair.
Yeah.
So it moved. But Colt Knost said, "I don't think it moved."
And what
well,
did
Mark
Ted Cruz
Hubbard
say?
Replied to that.
Oh.
Mark Hubbard replied to that. He said, "You know what moved? The tip of my junk when he hold it from there. Y'all can kick rocks." So
the tip of my junk? Yeah. Mark Hubbard said that?
Yeah.
That,
hold on.
You know what moved?
Tip of my junk is out of order.
That, well, and see,
I mean,
that's why.
Oh, and he golfs with you.
Yeah. He's a bit inappropriate.
Whoa. That's a shocker.
He's a bit inappropriate, and that's why I like him. And so
you saw the ball move, but I did not see the same movement there that I saw in my trousers. The tip of my junk moved. Good day, sir.
Like, what? What? The tip of my junk moved.
Yeah, he got a little chubby when he holed out from there. Okay, all right. And
sadly, Your Honor, please, no more chubbies. Let's change the narrative.
So Mark is going to join us at 10 o'clock, and that's the kind of guy he is. He's like, "F y'all." He should have said, "GTFOH" with that.
Ooh,
y'all can. Instead, he said, "Y'all can kick rocks." That ball did not move. Now, you know what? He got the penalty and blah, blah, blah. Right. But you're going to take a penalty for that? You're going to take two strokes off my score for that? We done with that. Anyway, so Mark joins us at 10 right here. You can't look. Adele, could you be happier when I texted you that last night?
I was like, okay, I can take that segment off. I thought he would say something along the lines, speaking of two strokes. Oh,
no. No, just because John said it doesn't mean you. Just because if John jumped off of a cliff, would you jump off the cliff, Dale?
I just implied. Look, it's my imagination. I didn't finish the sentence.
Nope.
That's all. People can guess what I meant, but I didn't say it out loud. I didn't say junk or chubby like he did.
And especially the tip of my junk. What?
Hey,
Mark,
whoa.
That's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mark is a bit aggressive.
Too many visuals.
All right. So we'll take a jab at him at 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.
Speaking of that, John, what about Site Jab? Site Jab is your home for all of your web needs, to be honest with you. I mean, yes, they are. The main thing that I want to focus on is that they are able to build a customized website for you from between 3 and 6 weeks. And their ability to integrate the latest technologies, the latest techniques for turning eyeballs into leads is very, very important. But they're so much more than that. Web design is their primary function, and they can certainly work with you through Zoom in person. They can help you learn to update your site. If you have a site that is going to need to be updated on a regular basis, maybe maybe pricing structure changes, or you're at a restaurant or a bar and you want to change things, They understand that. But just keep in mind that they can do business consulting. They can help you with lead generation. You can get $500 worth of Google ads. They're a Google partner. They can help you with so much, even e-currency. So make sure that you give them a call at 713-999-4661. You know that if your website is old, you are behind the times, and you don't want to in this competitive market, and it's only gotten more competitive. Make sure that you are updated. Make sure that you have the website that is going to get people talking and get them interested in your business by going to SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Saw a little article here on Yard Barker. Biggest question marks heading into training camps. As training camps open, and by the way, we are having open training camps now thanks to the NFL coming saying that there are no preseason games.
Right.
And they're going to test every day for the first few weeks and then adjust.
Both if makes sense.
Yeah.
Zero positive tests right now in the NBA bubble.
Bubble, but there's no bubble here. So.
Which is good.
No bubble.
No, but it gives
NFL.
You an idea that if you just handle your business and keep yourself out of harm's way.
But they are going to real extremes in the NBA as opposed to the NFL.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you step out one from you cross this line and you're in your room for 10 days.
Okay, have you had COVID?
I have not.
Have you, Dell?
No.
I have not either. My family members have not. I have an uncle who has it we're praying for him. He's on a respirator right now. He's in Austin.
Yeah, by the way, how's mom, Dell? She's okay?
Yeah, if you missed it earlier, way earlier, someone at her job had it. And they had to quarantine themselves at home for, I don't know, 2 weeks. Luckily for her, either she was asymptomatic or she didn't have it at all. So she's fine, and they're all back to work.
Okay. Good. My son got tested. We're going to see what the results are. Somebody at his work.
Yeah, but he's not around you guys.
Right? Had it. No, he has been, but no. Not now. No. And my wife's birthday is tomorrow, so he's not going to be able to come to birthday dinner, but...
her birthday, she's got to be happy about big dinner with family?
No family.
Well, your family.
No. Well, just us.
Yeah.
The same people she sees every day.
Right. Sure. Right. But it's going to be a big dinner.
It's going to be birthdays. She's a big birthday person. If you're a big birthday person, I'm not. I had a big birthday party this year, but I'm not a big birthday person. I typically don't.
But you
really
got one
care.
And she didn't. Is that fair?
I think that's the weighing on her mind. I think the fact that anybody who is a big birthday person, anybody, you know who you are if you're listening, or you know who your wife or husband is, or boyfriend, girlfriend, your buddy. I don't care whoever it is. You know the birthday people. Where it's a really big deal to them.
My father-in-law still takes like 4 days for his birthday, 5 days for his birthday.
Yeah, smart.
He loves that.
That's smart if you can get away with it.
Man,
he likes to party for 5 straight days.
Shout out to him for finessing that. But
and that's what I think.
To be honest, if you are over the top on your birthday, other than, hey, there's a way I can just not have to work for 4 days. If you're like, it's my birthday, what do you
do? If
it's
not a finesse, then
I think less of you as a person.
But I'll make sure Nicole knows that.
Not him.
She's upset with you about Gilbert, and you already
know
that.
That's fine. We both have our issues with each other.
Your Nicole relationship is over.
That's fine. I just think if you're so excited about, someone popping you out, it's actually just... You didn't do any work. Just,
popping you out, it could have been a C-section.
It's just it's actually not even that. It's breathing for an entire year.
No, it's, hey, you what breathe. About me?
You know, if you want, a proper celebration is honoring the person who birthed you, because you know what? They did all the work. And now you found a way to live for for years.
They get that. It's called Mother's Day. They're not getting 2 days.
Celebrate. If birthdays mean so much to you, celebrate the person who birthed you. They did all the work. You didn't do anything.
Well, if you're a birthday person, and your birthday has been during the pandemic, it's not great. It's like your worst nightmare. Yeah. If you and my wife had some big plans this year. We had already planned in advance. We were going to Chicago, going to go to this restaurant, Alinea. We were going to do all this stuff, and so that's all gone. And look, she gets excited about travel. No, Alinea shut down. She gets excited about travel, like going places. Our trip to New York after the draft, our annual trip, got shut down. We were going to go with the Ballards, his wife, and I mean, he and his wife, and that got shut down. And, you know, since she stays at home all the time and she's homeschools my daughter, who's a little bit of a harper, I think she really looks for, like, the trips are the, you know what? This keeps me going. I get to look forward to this. Mm-hmm. And now you're just snatching those away one by one. Boom, this is gone. This is gone. This is gone. Hey, well now what do I have to look forward to? A great husband? What about that?
Well.
What about great husband?
Who's
I vote for that.
Who's grading you as great?
What?
Who's grading you as great?
Like, it's on a curve.
Oh,
yeah.
Like that. Well, you're self grading, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honest in assessment about me. I give myself an A minus.
I'm sure.
Well,
it, gave myself an A minus.
It's like school now. If he doesn't get a lower grade than he had last year.
Yeah, it's like HISD. Right. We're like, you know what? Anything that you do now cannot be held against you.
I'm pretty sure you weren't a great last year, though. So.
Did you get an A last year?
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
A-ish.
You do. A-ish.
Well, let's call Nicole and see what she thinks.
Much like school, you don't get to grade yourself
Nicole's got to get stuff done. She didn't have time for this.
See, I think we should call her on her birthday. Is that tomorrow?
I wouldn't call her on her birthday. You might catch some profanity.
Let's grade Lance.
I'm just waiting for this thing to be over.
Hey, Nicole, would you like to grade Lance for the year?
Well, she's getting, she said.
Her big birthday, you're waiting for it to get over.
She said she wants a birth week.
See?
To your point, Dell.
Come on, man. Look, birthdays are
about. Watch yourself, Dell. Watch yourself.
Birthdays are about the people around you. If they want to celebrate you, you suck it up.
But if I'm trying, and she's like, I don't want to do that. Nope, don't do that. Don't have anyone send me videos. Don't have them. Like, so am I going to try at all? Like, if I don't try, I know I'm in trouble. If I try, I'm going to be told it's terrible.
Birthday week. What? Was your mother in labor all week? What do you mean birthday week?
That's a thing. I tried to finesse a birthday weekend. I've done the same thing that John Oob does, is I just use it as a finesse, really. But we'll see how that whole thing goes. How do we get on?
I don't see it going well.
Where were we before that?
We were with the testing. NFL and testing. I don't know why.
Oh, the test. Oh yeah. So as far as family stuff, I've been lucky enough not to have family, but we also don't put ourselves in harm's way. This seems pretty easy. If you go do stuff that could get you COVID, you have a pretty good chance of getting COVID since it spreads so aggressively. I don't really put myself in that position. I mean, I keep my mask on, I keep my distance, and it has not been a problem for me and my family. We do what we're supposed to do.
I have Frankie, so that's different.
Yeah, but you still didn't get it because...
No, distance from my own...
Well, I don't know. When you go to Luling's, how does that happen? How does it go?
But they're separated. The chairs are all separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking precautions.
Yeah.
It's
like half the people at the bar or even less.
I see people on social media who are just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I see people all the time just who don't... And I mean, if that's the choice that they make and they catch it, I hope they're going to be okay, you know, but I just don't plan on. But if you are in the NBA, my wife yesterday said, what in the world is the problem with the NBA? They were talking about, this is the first time I saw Rajon Rondo's. I can't believe, I didn't see the actual picture. I heard Rajon Rondo's Motel 6 quote. Did you ever see the picture of the hotel that he put Motel 6? Go ahead and look it up. It's a nice, like, Marriott quality hotel, like a plus. I've been to a lot. I've stayed in a lot of different Marriotts for NFL stuff. And this would be, and it's a newer, this is a newer branch of whatever.
What he's used to.
I was like, wow, this looks like something I would step into NFL would pay for.
He stays at a different class of hotel than we do.
So motels, is he that far removed from reality that this is a Motel 6?
I guess. Anyway.
Well,
it ain't where LeBron's staying, that's for sure. LeBron's got himself a suite.
No. I think the bubble thing, it's admirable the players are doing what they have to do so far.
Did you see they took the presidential suite off Dame Lillard's door? Yeah. No. Apparently, he's in a room, and they took the plaque off that says presidential suite because they didn't want everybody to know.
Listen, it wasn't even that. CJ McCollum was celebrating Dame's birthday, And he put balloons outside of the door. And on CJ McCollum's picture, it says whatever it says, a presidential suite, whatever. The NBA photoshopped it out for the picture they put out there.
Yeah. I got news for you. No matter what people actually say, there's always a caste system.
Yeah.
There's always a caste system. And LeBron is at the top, and Dame Lillard's up there at the top, and James, and there's guys. And guess what? They make more money, they get treated better, and their expectations are higher for what
they're usually better players.
Yeah, and they're almost always.
Yeah.
Well, even if you're a Gilbert Arenas and you're one of the highest paid and you don't get treated that way, you're like, okay, well, you guess you just got all this money for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing. And I would rather have that if you want to know the truth. You can treat me however you want. But give me all that money for nothing.
But it's not a great look, I think, for the NBA in terms of with their other players. With us, it's not our business. No. You know, it's whatever.
Well, but did you see Stephen Adams' quote? It's perfect.
Yeah, I think Stephen Adams...
We're not in Syria, okay?
Yeah.
That's where it's hard. This is easy.
Yeah, some of the players' responses and reactions show that they are... You catch some money, and it's all people... I mean, it's not all people, but it's a lot of people who make a lot of money who... Not just athletes, but athletes are... Hmm. But it's also... Athletes are part of this as well. If you get to a point where you expect a certain lifestyle and that's what you get used to, any downgrade is considered, oh.
I can't. But that's...
Are there rats in here? Like, no, it's diva. Our newest.
Now, the WNBA, what we saw with the washing machine, in the washing machine room,
right,
with the rat traps and the mold and the... It was... That's something that you complain about. But come on, guys. All right. You know what I never complain about is my Expedition. And that's because I got it from Chastain Ford. And that's because it is as good a car as I've ever had. And my buddy's got the Explorer Sport. And it looks like a Range Rover-ish kind of thing. It really does. And it's like, this guy says it's the nicest ride he's ever had. And he's had some nice cars. So if you're looking for that... Wonderful. It's a smaller SUV, but it's a sport. But man, it's gorgeous. And it's got, you want all the bells and whistles, you got them. You can do all of that online at ChastainFord.com. Customize your own payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive at home, work, or you can go into the dealership. You can get a video walk around on your laptop. They'll do that for you. You got new incentives out there, 0% for 72 months for most 2019 and 20 SUVs, and on 2020 F-150s, and then 84 months on all 2019 F-150s. 84 months, interest-free payments. That's ridiculous. Nothing down and no payments for 6 months. Chastain Ford's doing it right. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. There's only one place to go. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, or go to ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there is an article out here. Biggest question marks as we head into the NFL season. Training camps are open. Here and in Kansas City, the rookies and quarterbacks are in, and they get to start to work. Now, they're limited on what they can do and all the stuff, but at least they're in. They're getting their protocols. They're taking their testing, and they're together. And so the NFL season, and so it begins. So every NFL team, their biggest question mark, for example, Arizona defense, they were bad last year. Most yards in the league and fifth most points. So Vance Joseph's got to pick it up over there. In Atlanta, the secondary, they lost Desmond Trufant, but they got A.J. Terrell in the first round. The Ravens, what do you think the Ravens would be, Dale?
Developing their passing game?
Playoff success. They got to have some playoff success. How are they gonna get it done in the postseason? That's the biggest question mark heading in. The Bills. I think this one's pretty obvious. What's the Bills' biggest question?
Is it still Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Whether or not Josh Allen can have what kind of progress he's made. Panthers. They spent their whole draft on defense.
Defense?
Yeah, they lost Kuechly. They lost Bradbury. So,
is that what it is?
That's what defense? It is. The defense.
In general?
Okay. Yeah. Bears, that's pretty obvious.
Quarterback
play. Cincinnati.
Quarterback?
Too many new guys. Yeah, a lot of, you know, they're dependent on, yeah.
What is this, the biggest weakness?
The biggest question mark heading into. So what do you think are Houston Texans?
I would say secondary.
They've got all the personnel changes, offensive personnel changes.
Yeah.
It's a
I mean, it's up there. I don't think we can just assume that you take away a wide receiver one and you put in different guys and there's a continuity and flow in the midst of a pandemic when you're limited with reps. Although, I will say Deshaun has actually been he's been repping it up with his guys. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been out there working. So, it might not be as big a problem as anticipated.
Yeah, I think Cobb is used to – well, Cooks is used to moving. He's on a new team every year. Cobb is used to moving now. He's going to have to adapt and get the offense, and it doesn't seem like that.
You know, Texans love Cooks because of his integrity and character and all that.
Yeah.
It's just very strange – to me, when a guy is on four teams in 5 years, it's clearly not a character issue. I mean, unless guys don't like him in the locker room, but I don't know if that's the case. Why do people want to
move? Well, if you can get a
first
rounder for the dude, you get it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of. You gave up a first rounder, you got a first round rental in New England. That seems stupid. New England gave up a first and kept him for a year and got rid of him. You would think you're tied to a guy once you have first round, but maybe they didn't want to give him money. Then the Rams said, we'll take him off your hands for a first. And New England went, take him. And then the Rams said, okay, sweet. We just got another wide receiver for first round. And by the way, if you kept up with the Rams, that team that went to the Super Bowl, they traded away a zillion picks for all those guys. And then there was like, I guess we'll give him a bunch of money too. Okay, sweet. After 1 year, or was it 2 years? Actually, after 2 years with the Rams, they said, okay, we're good. But you just gave him a bunch of money. I know, but whatever. But you just gave him a first round and a bunch of money. You're renting Brandon Cooks for 2 years for a first round pick? Yeah, well, we got to get out of this contract. Their whole thing was getting out of that contract. They moored it. They said, okay, we'll give him a contract and we'll get out of this contract. And the Texans helped him out.
Right.
The Texans said, we'll help you get out of that contract. But for doing that favor for you, we'll give you a fourth. Oh, wait, that didn't happen. For taking on that contract, they also gave him a second. So the Rams got out of the contract.
Yeah, but they did pick up a fourth from the Rams.
Yeah, that's true. The Ram, from last year. That's true. Thanks
for
reminding me on
from
that.
2022 first round.
I thought it was last year. Well, they got an extra fourth last year than
it
was.
Wasn't it? It was
from
it's a 2022. So they still got it in their pocket, Lance.
Okay.
A fourth rounder. They give away first and seconds like they're, you know, like dollars, and they throw, you know, grabbing a fourth rounder like it's a sewer cover. Right.
So it is strange to me, though, that Saints have been needing a receiver for a long time. They had one, and they're like, beat it. New England. Is New England loaded with wide receivers?
No.
Beat it. The Rams. Give him money and a first. Beat it. This is just extremely strange.
Something is weird.
Yeah, something's weird here with Brandon Cooks, four teams in that short a time frame. This is very strange.
Yep.
I understand once you make a certain amount of money, you could potentially price yourself out of some teams. And for the Texans, obviously, they take on base year compensation. They don't take on the signing bonus and all that money. I mean, the Rams, it's a cap hit for them. For the Texans, I got to go check the contract, but I doubt.
I think it's eight.
It's probably not that outrageous.
I think it's eight. For them. I'm pretty sure it's eight. anyway, so moving on to Browns, Kevin Stefanski, you know.
I would say OBJ. If he finally can get on the same – If he actually cares about football and winning and doing what it takes to,
well, he said he's ready to sit this year. He said that recently. I'm ready to sit. I'd be okay with sitting
because of health.
Because of the pandemic.
Yeah,
he's gonna sit it out.
Not
he might sit it out.
Okay, well, like I said, I'd go ahead and make OBJ I wouldn't make it Stefanski. It doesn't matter who your coach is.
Stefanski came. Well, no, Stefanski. We'll see. We'll see. He's a good OC. Mike McCarthy's comeback in Dallas. Whether or not, you know, that's a big question mark. That is a huge.
I mean, it's a big question mark. I would still say the loss of Byron Jones is a really big question mark right now for me. Is how they do in a secondary with Wentz healthy and his targets around him. Danny Dimes with his second year in the league.
And Haskins.
And not so much Washington. But
yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, not so much that one.
Denver, Drew Lock's progress.
I take it back. Yeah, the Texans not only gave a second-round pick, Brandon Cooks makes $8 million this year. Mm-hmm. Next year, his base year salary is $12
million. What's
the Texans have an out. Now, the Texans can get out of the contract next year.
Well, that's great. You only gave up a second-rounder for a one-year guy?
I mean,
that makes sense.
He's the most expensive rental property I've ever seen, Brandon Cooks. Like, how much are we renting him for first rounds? Like, oh, man, that's an expensive rental. But people have been paying that. And the Texans paid a second rounder for a potential rental. One would assume that they will redo this contract that he has.
You would hope.
You can't.
Well, it depends on. Let's see how he plays, though, too. Let's see about his.
He's got roster bonuses.
His minor concussions. You know what kind of concussions those were?
Not bad ones, apparently.
Detroit, Matthew Stafford's return. In Green Bay?
In Green Bay, relationship between coach and quarterback for me.
Offensive weapons. He doesn't have them. He doesn't have many.
Nah, that's actually the right one.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do anything in the draft either.
Right. Aaron Jones is nice.
Devontae Adams. Got him a backup quarterback.
Devontae Adams is nice. Aaron Jones is nice, but.
They got him a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a new running back. The runs a zone scheme really doesn't fit what Aaron Rodgers does. Like, hey, this is AJ. I want you to see AJ Dillon. I'm 250 pounds.
You know what else we're going to do? We're going to put him on the field and take off Jones,
Aaron
who's
Jones,
our most explosive back.
Who actually fits what you like, an explosive back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. This offseason was basically, the way I interpreted it, was a big F you to Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're rolling in a different direction and pretty quick. Because you got a new quarterback, and then you got a running back that doesn't really fit the offense that you're used to running for Aaron Rodgers.
This is the team that went to the NFC Championship game.
God, did they really?
Yeah.
I forget that.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any, it's like they have no juice around them right now.
Uh-uh. And under a first-year coach, went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
In Indy?
I mean, frankly, I could give you some other stuff, but it's just got to be Big Philly.
It's Big Phil.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, it's Gardner Minshew. Kansas City's, can they repeat? John Gruden, third-year team progress.
I like that one, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's yeah, because I don't think Derek Carr is a long-term solution for them, obviously. I don't think Marcus Mariota is. So this is the year that you want to try to find out what you have with Derek Carr. I think you already know what you have with Derek Carr, actually. To me, this is just his Band-Aid transition year until they draft a quarterback, is my guess.
Yeah, I would imagine. And the Chargers, it's quarterback position. Rams, running back. They did get Cam Akers. Miami, Dell, what do you think it is?
The progress of Tua?
Tua's readiness. Minnesota replacing Stephon Diggs. Patriots, obviously, how they're going to do without Tom Brady. Drew Brees, swan song. With the Giants, Joe Judge and the new coaching staff. In the Jets, it's Sam Darnold. Eagles, it's wide receivers, although they did pick up Jalen Reagor. Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger. San Francisco, wide receivers. Seattle, Tampa, Tom Brady. Seattle was pass rush. And Titans is Ryan Tannehill's breakout reel. I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah. I think it is, too, because this wouldn't be the first time that we've seen a guy who, you know, you come in with low expectations to no expectations. You perform well with no pressure. You lean on your diesel behind you, and you just play off the running game. It's different when there are expectations, especially if you're somebody who gets a little tight or if you put pressure on yourself. Ryan Tannehill, with that money now, he's going to be in conversations on – Sports Center and talk about the crazy and Johnny's crazy talk about sports or whatever rundown shows that are on Fox and ESPN. He's going to be on there prominent, featured prominently. Now, yeah. It's no big deal when you're not making money and you're a backup.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
now it is.
He was last year, and how surprising it was. And Marcus, well, he basically the story was how Marcus Mariota, the second overall pick, can't get back on the field. Now this year, it's when you gave that dude a lot of money, he better perform. He better continue to perform. And is he not a, if you want to talk about Dak as being a manager, is there anybody more manager than Ryan Tannehill? A game manager?
No, Ryan is the game
manager. He is the game manager.
This is his chance to be Alex Smith.
Yeah. Yep.
It's his chance to be Alex Smith 2.0.
Well, it's, you know what? Alex Smith didn't do too bad. He won.
It's not a slight.
No.
It's not a slam. People take that game manager stuff as a slam. Some quarterbacks and some offenses are made. Troy Aikman was a game manager. Some people need to be game managers.
Do you think that Bruce wouldn't have loved for Jameis to be a game manager?
Oh, man. But Bruce has got to call games to make him a game manager. They got to build a running game. They didn't build a running game yet.
Dwayne Haskins' offense in Washington. That's them. 744 ESPN 97.5. Let's bring in John Clay Wolf, see if it's raining up there in the Dallas area. John Clay Wolf, what's up?
Not much. Corona britches, how are you?
We're just surviving. That's all we're trying to do here. I might have a car for you to sell. My daughter is moving up to Washington, and I'm gonna sell you my car.
Why is she going? She's going up there to be somebody's assistant on Capitol Hill.
She is. So she doesn't need a car up there. Now she uses a car kind of like it's a bumper car. You know, she likes to run into stuff a lot of times. So there's that. If you ask, is it decent? Is it bad? Is it clean? You use all kinds of words like that.
Average, rough, or clean.
Average, rough, or clean. I'm gonna say rough. I'm gonna say a little rough. Okay, that's my daughter though. That's the way she treats a car, like a, you know, she beats it to death. But other than that, John Clay Wolf, it's yours.
What is the car?
It is. We'll talk later.
Okay. If she wants to drive it up there, I have a office in D.C. and.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, whenever I'm talking about, well, we did 200 cars up in Pennsylvania this week. That's the D.C. Maryland region, so we sell them up there. But yeah.
Oh well, that might, so she can bring her stuff up, and then she just drops off the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those cars up there are rough anyway, because like everybody runs into each other, because they don't understand parking distances.
Right. No. That's up north.
She's already got that down with the car she's in.
Yeah.
You know, might as well just keep going with it.
Down here, we like to, well, she doesn't need a car there. No, I don't want her to have a car there. So, but we'll take $4 for it. Okay.
Who's she going to work for up there, Republican or Democrat?
The Republican, Scalise out of New Orleans. Yeah. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. A little Republican.
Do you think Houston's fixing to shut down?
Pardon me?
You think we're fixing to shut down in the next week?
Nope.
Or so?
Nope. We ain't shutting down, brother. That's it. You're gonna still be buying cars. I'm telling you right here and now.
I can't take another hit, man. It's just mentally. I don't know. I may just shut down if we shut down.
Don't you shut down, brother? People need to sell their cars because there's so many. There's 0% financing for 84 months out there that people need. So they need to sell their car and they need the best. They need the guy who's going to give them the most money. And that's right. That's John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
He's got peanut butter and jelly toast, Del. How did he make that in just such a short break?
I didn't. Toasted the first time, and I know we had our 2.5-minute break, so I had to let the toaster go, come back here, and then once it was toasted, go in there, turn the toast on. I knew I had a John Clay Wolf spot, so I had time.
John Clay Wolf, the novel.
Peanut butter and jelly toast?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You just spread it on a slice of toast? You didn't make a sandwich out of it?
What kind of jelly is that?
It's a It's a strawberry preserves.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's
basic.
It's a gentleman's.
Yeah, everybody
it's a gentleman's
has grape jelly on their peanut butter jelly.
Basic.
Well, grape is the basics. Well, the basic of the basic. If you're talking about everyone has it, I don't f with jelly anyway. Not a fan. I don't like the texture. But
I don't either. That's why I go with preserves.
Oh, you're fancy.
Preserves.
Okay, is that what kind of peanut butter? It looks like bougie peanut butter.
Dude, it is bougie peanut butter. You know who put me on it?
Who?
Eric Layden, West Coast.
Oh my God!
It's the best peanut butter. I hate to even say it.
Is it an organic peanut butter?
It's an almond butter.
Oh yeah, almond butter.
It's called nacho.
Nacho peanut butter.
Matcha or something? Not matcha. Not nacho peanut butter. That's nacho peanut butter. No, it's not something like that. No, but this stuff is the best. It's the best. I'll call it peanut butter. Oh, what's the difference? Peanuts, almonds. Who cares? It's a nut.
It tastes better. Everything.
Almond butters taste better than peanut butter. You really want to know the truth.
Almond milk tastes better than milk. We're all about almond milk now at home.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're an almond milk fan?
Yeah.
My kids are still drinking straight from the cow.
Yeah, I think that see, don't do that on the. Did you see what he was just doing on the camera?
Well,
he was moving his hand back and forth like you do with the microphone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't do that. Anyway, yeah, I think I'm allergic to milk, regular cow milk. I ate some ice cream last night. Me and JT went and got some Pinkberry, and I just started sneezing.
Feel like Jim sneezing?
Yeah.
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
Pinkberry's not ice cream, though, is it? Isn't that frozen yogurt?
It's I don't think so. I think it's got milk.
I think some, they may have some ice cream, but you're not like Jim Jeffries, though, huh?
What? No.
Where you can time it? Right, I've got 40 minutes now.
Till like my stomach explodes.
And I'm going to myself.
Yeah. So it looks like Antonio Brown may have retired. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. But Antonio Brown, Antonio Brown is. Antonio Brown is only relevant if teams. You're going to hear his name pop back up this year.
Well. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
One of the names that's been prominent is the Texans. We've never talked about this. A Texans adding an Antonio Brown would be spectacular. First of all, to be able to cover an Antonio Brown team.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien and Antonio Brown feels like a great match.
You know what? I don't think it'll last more than a
Brandon
week.
Brandon Cooks and Jack Easterby with Antonio Brown feels like a match.
Well,
because you know Cooks is. That's Easterby's guy.
Yeah.
Cooks is here because of Easterby.
Yeah. I think David Johnson's got some of that, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think they really like his character and all of that
Dave's
stuff.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. So, well, Antonio Brown, there's no character issues there. And, but what about, okay, if you trade in D-Hop for Cooks, Cobb, and Antonio Brown, you're better.
Well, I mean, if you survive.
Yeah. Okay, let's say Antonio Brown actually isn't nuts. Okay?
How are you working off
of
that?
Well, if we can suppose that Will Fuller is going to be healthy the whole year, we can suppose that Antonio Brown won't destroy himself.
He nutted himself out of Pittsburgh where he wore the fur coat on the sideline. He wouldn't refuse to play and all that, and they kicked him out. So he got himself pushed out of Pittsburgh. He immediately, despite the fact that, remember he burned his feet up supposedly on cryo or whatever, like they were like, what are you doing? Then he wouldn't wear a certain kind of helmet anymore because of CTE stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, and JJ won't play if he has to wear a mask.
Help with CTE.
Okay, so nobody's talking about that.
If you're comparing JJ, that's fine. But he didn't even play for the Raiders. They had to cut him. Then I talked to Mike Mack about him and found out.
Yeah, right.
Then he went to, like, I'm on Tom Brady. I'm all in with Tom Brady. Me and Tom. And then he got in more trouble for doing stuff with the painting. Remember, he wouldn't pay for the painting, and there was sexual stuff. And then he got off on the owner, Bob Kraft, when they had to let him go. Really? There's no chance that you think he's not. And then I didn't even mention where he got in trouble at the house when he's on video,
screaming the cops.
At all the cops and everybody in his neighborhood.
But that's in his past.
When he's openly farting, when he's getting a doctor's checking him out. He's just farting in the room.
Yeah, well, he likes to fart on doctors, apparently.
Yeah, so.
That's
yeah.
his
Well,
move.
But that's kind of a funny thing.
Is it for the doctor? Is it?
Not really for the doctor, but for Antonio. You know, that's kind of funny.
He and Bill O'Brien seem like they would mesh well together.
Well, but okay, let's just talk about football for a second here.
In this fantasy world where he's not crazy and he plays for the Texans for an entire year?
Yes.
It's
yes.
Madden. Madden.
Oh, Madden. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play. Let's talk
Less
about.
Less likely to get in trouble with cryo. With burning his feet through cryo on Madden.
Right.
Less likely to fart on a doctor in
let's
Madden.
Talk about football. Antonio Brown.
When's the last football
with
played?
Cobb, with Cooks, and Will Fuller.
Obviously, if you lobotomized Antonio Brown and you had no issues with him and the cops farting on doctors, sexual misconduct, sitting out, refusal to wear equipment. If you had none of these problems, cussing right. out the general right. managers on social
but
media.
You don't think that
if we eliminate everything he's done in the last 3 years.
You don't think he's learned his lesson?
No.
Yes.
I don't think he's
no.
learned his
oh,
lesson.
Oh, listen, he can't. Nobody will pick him up, so he knows this is it. I gotta straighten my stuff
out. A lot of people
out.
Believe that there were things that are never going to be the same with him. A lot of people believe that he's never going to have the same that he is who he is now is who he's going to be, and it's not going to change. There's some people who openly wonder about the hit from Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
There was something that took place from a brain standpoint.
I agree.
Openly, who openly say that.
But he might be
I know
better
people
from
in Pittsburgh
now.
Who say they believe that he is just not 100%.
Yeah. Well.
And I would say his actions. When's the last time
couldn't
he played?
Couldn't the Texans use a little of that?
No. When's the last time he played a full season? 2016? Or was it 17? Which would make him perfect for the Texans.
Right.
Or was it 2017?
It was 18. Well, I mean, you mean to miss the last game?
Well, you know, you might miss be right because thing. All that stuff happened yeah, last year. Yeah. Literally in 1 year, he got kicked off two teams.
Now,
stole a painting, farted on a doctor, screamed F-U's at the police nonstop because he was doing something crazy in his neighborhood that the neighborhood people called on him.
Yeah, he
burned
15,
off his feet.
15 games in 18. But he did miss the last game because he was... So that's not a complete season.
A belligerence. Yeah.
Right. 18.
No, I count that.
Yeah.
I count 18.
He played 15 games. 14 before.
Isn't
15,
crazy?
16, 16, 16.
Oh, he's always been healthy.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though, that all that stuff happened in 1 year? Yeah. It feels like it was a three-year span.
Which leads to the conclusion that hit by Burfict was, I mean, his life changed. I mean, that wasn't like he was Mr. Goody Two Shoes in the locker room.
No, remember
he was videoing the locker room with the speech afterwards. Remember he did that?
Oh yeah, snitched that out too. I remember that he there was an article though, and I want to say it was Hines Ward who talked about he was a little bit of a pain in the ass when he was a rookie. Like, it's not all of a sudden you had a different Antonio Brown.
No.
So he was mentioned by Chad Ochocinco. I didn't see any. For Jack Easterby, it's extraordinarily important. Character is extraordinarily important. And if it's important for Jack, it's important for Bill O'Brien, and it's important for Cal McNair. That's how it works. And if that's the case, how in the world are they bringing Antonio Brown into a locker room with Brandon
I don't know.
Cooks?
Maybe, I don't know, it's just all speculation, but there's been a lot of smoke behind the scenes that the Texans were talking to Antonio Brown. A lot of smoke.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense from a character standpoint.
No,
though.
No.
From a locker room standpoint, when you're not sure what you're going to do with the quarterback.
There's a new sheriff in town, Cal.
What?
Okay.
He was here when DeAndre, an alleged locker room, money issue, got told to leave.
New sheriff.
No, he was here when the last.
Didn't they want to get rid of DeAndre because they didn't like off-field stuff
I think
also?
I love Antonio, though. 758 ESPN 97.5. I'm just saying, from a football standpoint, you're a better team.
Yeah, that's true. And they could sign Jadeveon Clowney and be a better team. Now, are they going to do that?
No.
Why not? They'd be a better football team.
Yeah, because they're not bright. I got a third rounder for them,
and they could actually get their player back because they'd be a better football team.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. 758 ESPN. Yep, you solved it. Solved the problem, though.
Is it likely that's going to happen?
No, that's not happening at all.
ESPN.